I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
Hello, welcome and thanks for tuning in. Today, Sunit won't be joining us. Instead, my colleague Gautam Das is here with me. And that's because Gautam just wrote a story about something that is on everyone's mind. When will Indians start getting the COVID vaccine and how will it happen? About 250 million Indians will get a vaccine shot sometime next year. The time window for this mammoth exercise? Perhaps a couple of weeks after a vaccine becomes available. Now, for the sake of comparison, India manages to vaccinate about 25 million people in an average year, mostly children. Protect them from things like polio or measles. But now, in 2021, India will have to take the COVID vaccine to at least 250 million adults. How are we going to do this? It could potentially be the largest vaccine rollout program in human history. And I hope Gautam has some answers for us on when you and I can get a vaccine shot. Welcome to the show, Gautam.
Happy to be here, Ajay.
Great to have you. So begin with, tell me, what are the broad challenges which need to be tackled?
There are a multitude of them. It begins with finding and picking the right vaccine. It could be one vaccine, it could be three vaccines. One vaccine could be relevant to one age group. The second vaccine may not be. So you have to pick the right vaccine to begin with. After the vaccine is picked, you have to ensure the logistics is in place. The vials, the syringes are in place. So it's a long haul.
So what's the timeline like? How many months does India have to prepare? And is the vaccine likely to be Indian or foreign made?
According to WHO, there are 42 vaccines that are in clinical stages. We're looking at a time frame of middle of next year, which is 6 months to 9 months from now. It's likely to be a foreign vaccine because they are at stage three of clinical trials. Indian vaccines are mostly at stage one or stage two.
Sure. And is money going to be an issue? Because at least several countries have already announced that at least the first couple of doses, people, their citizens will get it for free. So is that how it's going to play out in India too? And how much is this going to cost?
It's probably going to cost upwards of $10 billion. So yes, money is an issue. You'll have to find the money. Likely it will be a cess. That's what public health experts are vouching for. All of them will not be, India will probably have a mix of free and paid vaccine doses. It can't be free for everybody.
Sure, sure. And how is the question of priority going to be decided? Who is going to get it first? In fact, I remember watching this movie Contagion. In it, people end up fighting on the streets to get into vaccine distribution centers.
Well, states have to prioritize that. States have been given the responsibility to come out with a protocol. There is no dispute about the first category, which is health workers and other essential workers, which would include everybody in the transportation ecosystem, your pilots, your train drivers, then you have school teachers, you have armed forces, you have police, a whole category of health workers plus essential work. No one disputes this category. The challenge comes next. Now, do you vaccinate people with comorbidity issues or do you vaccinate the young who frequently go out and socialize, go to work? They are the super spreaders. So the challenge comes there and states have a difficult task of choosing what to do.
Right, right. And even in terms of vaccinating everyone, even the ordinary citizen, I presume, is far harder to reach than some of these first responders or army personnel. So in terms of the logistics of it, which you kind of touched upon, do we have things like cold storage? Do we have, centers where you can set up a facility where people can go and get vaccinated? Do we have those things already or some of those things will have to be set up?
India has about 80,000 cold storage units meant for pharma and vaccines. India will probably require 10 times that number, right, given the volume of people who will get vaccinated. But that's not the only challenge, Ajay. You have to have people who are trained in giving vaccines, because this is not going to be a pulse polio sort of vaccine where you do drops. This is going to be an injected vaccine. So legally, only doctors and nurses are now allowed to push vaccines, which will not be the case here. So you'll have to have people trained, and people will have to be allowed to push, you know, injections. So you need to train people. You need to upskill people like pharmacists, etc., to be able to do this. So there's a resources challenge as well.
Right, sure. No, I was just going to ask you about who's going to administer the vaccine. Actually, so are you basically saying there's going to be a massive training exercise, and this is probably going to be just government staff? Or because I presume if at least 250 million have to be vaccinated, and I think it's two doses, so that's 500 million. And I think the timeline would also be very short once a vaccine is available. So I think all across the country, all kinds of people will have to learn how to safely administer a vaccine, no?
Yes, it just can't be government officials. You'll have to have pharmacists across sectors, in both the sectors, who will be upskilled, who need to be upskilled. Possibly we are looking at even ASHA workers who could be upskilled to vaccinate.
Sure. Well, I hope we figure it all out before 2021, Gautam. And to those who are listening to this podcast, we will keep track of the vaccine rollout, and hopefully we'll have more updates soon. Do send us feedback in the meantime. And as always, stay healthy. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to The Signal in the Noise, with me being The Signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sudhir Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.